you do when someone has officially declared you don't exist? Well, according to the Canadian government, the Indigenous Sinext tribe does not exist. But there are thousands of Sinext descendants living across the border in Washington state. About a decade ago, one of them decided to challenge Canada's declaration by hunting an elk. It all wound up in court with some setbacks and some victories. Emily Schwing of the Northwest News Network has the story.
First, the victory. About a year and a half ago, more than 50 Sinext tribal members gathered outside the provincial courthouse in Nelson, British Columbia, to celebrate a court decision, one that affirmed a connection to their historic homeland. Members of the Sinext threw their arms in the air, whooped, hollered, and then paused as a fellow tribal member played a traditional honor song. The celebration was a long time coming. For almost a decade, Rick Desitel had been in and out of this Canadian courthouse. The Washington state resident had finally been cleared of charges related to hunting as a non-resident without a license in Canada.
I knew for a fact that my ancestral grounds were here.
Desitel lives on the reservation of the Confederated Tribes of the Colville in northeast Washington. But in 2009, he crossed the border into Canada to shoot an elk that would be used for Sinext ceremonies, weddings, funerals. His wife, Linda, helped him quarter and haul the elk out.
I was like, are you serious? Oh, yeah, we'll just strap it on your back. You can get it. And I'm just thinking to myself, holy cribanitly, what the hell are you doing to me? Trying to kill me. But we got it out.
She told the story to a crowd in Nelson last March during a celebration of the first anniversary of Desitel's acquittal. For Rick, Linda, and other Sinex descendants in Washington, it wasn't just a hunting trip. It was a protest.
I knew for a fact that if somebody didn't start this, and it's never going to get going and whatnot. And so when I was asked if I wanted to start this, I said, sure, I'll come up here and I'll kick up a little dust and see what happens here.
In 1956, the last Sinext member in Canada died, and the government there issued a declaration of extinction. As a result, the Sinext who regularly crossed the border lost their rights to traditional land claims in Canada.
And one of the big things that I wanted to get the invisibility of me erased, and so I can come back here and have some input on things that are happening in this country to save a lot of the history that's still here.
That history includes two centuries of conflict. White settlers started arriving in the early 1800s. Eventually, the Sinext were pushed across the border and onto the Colville Reservation in Washington state. More than 4,000 Sinext descendants live there today. Shelley Boyd is one of them. She comes from a long line of Canadian Sinext, and she testified at Desitel's trial.
There's been some moments in this past year when we sat in the courtroom and heard the judge for the first time say that we were not extinct, that was ridiculous. I never thought I'd hear that in my lifetime.
The judge says Desitel was exercising an Aboriginal right that stretches back thousands of years. But the case isn't over. It's now before British Columbia's appeals court. The provincial government argues that the case could raise questions about the security of Canada's border.
Whether it means there's going to be hordes of American Indians stampeding across the border to shoot everything in sight.
Attorney Mark Underhill represents Rick Desitel.
And as I've been saying for a long time now, that's simply not the case. This case was won, as I said, because of that undeniable truth that the Sinext were here. And that's not everybody's story.
We've contacted the provincial government multiple times for comment, but they declined because the case is still in the appeals process. So questions about reparations remain unanswered for now. But some observers say this small case about hunting an elk could set precedent for tribal sovereignty issues and Canada in the future. For The World, I'm Emily Schwing in Nelson, British Columbia.